Well, good morning. It is December the 20th, and I am Mark Sorensen. Just a reminder, we are going to sing verse 2 at the end of today's devotional on page number 162 in our Great Redeemer's Praise, verse 2 of O Come, Emmanuel. So get ready for that. Our scripture today, Luke chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Let's hear the word today. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is the Messiah, the Lord." Oh, the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Consider this today. The year was 1965. If you pull up the headlines of the day, you would find that the country was still reeling from John F. Kennedy's assassination. The Vietnam War was intensifying, and the march in Selma, Alabama, was making national and world news. To say that things were strained in our country would be an understatement. It was a difficult and a dark time, and that's exactly why a cartoonist named Charles Schulz thought the world needed a little hope. So on December the 9th of 1965, the world was introduced to the classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas. If you've seen it, you'll remember that Charlie Brown was finding it difficult to find joy at Christmas time. When tasked with putting on the Christmas play, Charlie made it his goal to find the perfect Christmas tree to showcase on stage. Of course, the tree he ended up with was not ideal. It was small, it was fairly thinned out, and honestly, it just did not look like the picture-perfect tree that everybody was hoping for. But for Charlie, something about that little tree was perfect. That was until everyone else interjected their own opinions. Where Charlie saw beauty in that little tree, everyone else saw imperfection, and the disdain they had for that little tree they put on the shoulders of Charlie Brown led him to just shout out the following question: "Is there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" Linus had the answer. He quietly walked to the center stage, his trademark blue security blanket in hand, and he recited Luke's Christmas story in the good old King James Version. And if ever there's a moment of childlike wonder, this is it, right? You know, I've seen A Charlie Brown Christmas 100 times, but there's this little hidden gem found inside Linus's reading of the Christmas story that I hadn't noticed until fairly recently. Perhaps you've missed it as well. When Linus gets to Luke chapter 2, verse 9, and read the angel's proclamation, "Do not be afraid," Linus dropped his blue security blanket. Now, it's important to note, you will never see Linus let go of his blanket in any of the comic strips, not intentionally at least. But here, he did. And the question is why? It's as if Linus was saying to us all that security and comfort isn't always found in what we're holding onto. It's found in what's holding us. The good news of this Christmas story, Emmanuel, Christ with us. That is the gospel message. But wait, Linus wasn't quite finished yet. He then took the scrawny tree that held such ridicule and shame, and he placed his blue security blanket around the base of it, showing us all that comfort and joy wraps itself around the misshaped and the overlooked, the unwanted and the undesirable. Linus was preaching the gospel, my friends. Okay, now back to the shepherds. On a particularly dark and ordinary night, it was to a group of overlooked and undesirable shepherds working on a hillside that the good news of great joy for all the people was given. That is radical wonder. God could have given this news to royalty. He could have delivered it to a king or a priest, but he started with shepherds. They were the first hearers, the first believers, and the first preachers of the Christmas gospel. Let me ask you a question. What are you holding on to a little too tightly today? Perhaps, just perhaps, it's time to drop the blanket and just let this story wrap itself around you. My friend, my prayer today is that you would find comfort in this truth. Let's pray. Eternal God, we thank you for the promise that's found for us all within the words, "Do not be afraid." So we ask today that whatever anxiety or worries or fears we may be holding on to would be released through your power, leaving our hands empty to take hold of the good news of great joy that is for all people. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we say, amen. Your questions to ponder and wonder over today is this: what might you be holding on to today? Or maybe perhaps a better question is this: what might the Lord be encouraging you to let go of today? All right, verse number 2, O come, Emmanuel. Let's sing it together. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.